Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Everywhere I go, a little crap. People just don't know how to act. That cell phone and never ever will be
really
out.
Real.
Always
real. I feel the way that I do right now.
That's how I'm
all my brothers underground.
Yes.
That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling.
Yes.
That's how I'm bringing up. You know what I mean? That's my word and that's what I'm standing on. Hey, listen, y'all. Excuse us for the tardiness. If y'all have a member's number who's usually on the call with us, please call them now. Text them whatever it takes and let them know we're on. One thing I'm going to say about the Kale Corner family, they don't be playing, Truth. I don't know how many text messages I received. Y'all ain't on today? What's happening?
Hey, I got
What's
them too,
going
man.
On? Yeah,
I got
yeah,
them
I'm
too.
Saying, You know, everything don't work in our favor at times, but everything don't work against us either. So, you know, hey, we got to do what we got to do. We here now. Tree.
There you go. There you go.
How was your turkey day, sis?
Oh, my God. I enjoyed my children. I really did. Hey. And their children, my grandbabies, I really enjoyed myself. I did. I really enjoyed myself. This was the first time we stayed home and not go to our parents' house. So this was the
uh-huh.
first time.
Uh-huh.
Everybody came
That's
to
what's
us.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Of course, you know, I told you that, you know, they got me on this new post. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I have to fill in where they tell me to. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Man, you know, I had to work yesterday morning, you know.
Man.
I ain't complaining because it was time and a half. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody complaining about extra money.
At all. If there is such a thing, you know. I'm still trying to find the extra. But anyway, so I came home and listen, I was talking to Reese, right? And while I was at work, and I was giving her the instructions on what I want her to do as far as the food go and what to do. And my supervisor heard us and he was like, man, you're African, you know, I'm doing my African voice. Bear with me. He say, "Man, Mark, you have a great, delightful woman." I said, "Delightful? What the hell?" I said, "The great part, but what makes her delightful?" He was like,
"Come
you're
on,
sitting
man.
Here." She said, "You're sitting here. You're barking the instructions, and she's saying, okay, I will do. I got, yes, sir. No, sir." I was like, no. That's how we communicate. You know, I said, if she was talking
right.
to me, giving me, you know, what she wanted me to do, I'd be saying, cool, baby, no problem. You know, I got you. You know, there's things of this nature. But it was just so funny to hear him, you know, compliment her. And I want to take this time to send my baby a special thank you for helping me, you know, helping us have the, because I'm the cook, right? I'm the cook. I got to cook, you know, it that's just me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just thank her for putting up with me, and you know, because I listen, I'm gonna tell you, I love my mother to death, but I have her attitude up and her temperament. You know, hey, listen, call a spade a spade. You know what I mean? And
right.
You know, so you know, I just thank my lady for putting up with me. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Okay.
Today on Tales Corner, we're going to talk about the NBA teams aren't interested in the trade for John Wall unless Wall declines his player option. Whoa, we're going to get into that. The aftermath of the suspension of LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart and the first place teams in each conference, the Nets, are holding down first place in the East at 14-5, and the Golden State Warriors are holding it down in the West at 16-2. The Golden State Warriors are now sporting the best record in the NBA. We're going to talk week 12 intro, NFL style, with the Bears, the Raiders, and the Bills winning. And we're going to discuss what we saw and how we saw it. And I'm going to surprise y'all when it comes to these Cowboys. I'm going to surprise y'all a little bit. And y'all all know, prepare yourself for the rest of Lady T's Week 12 pick-em. You know what I mean? We got to get into who's going to do what and all that, you know? So we're going to discuss that and much more. And you know what, Peace? I don't even think. I think let's just give the number out and dive right into it. 563-999-3782. NBA teams are interested in John Wall. They want to trade for John Wall, but they're not, because they want John to decline his $42 million player option for next season. That would be a tough one. That would be a tough one for me. But in the same breath, that's what I love about the NBA. You know, what he gives you, we got to give you. So,
right.
You know, like with Gilbert Arenas, when he was here with Washington, and we somehow gave him that crazy $100 million contract, wherever Gilbert went, that contract went with him. Same thing with John Wall. His contract went with him as well. And you know, let me be the first to say, these trades that the Wizards have maneuvered this offseason and since the whole John Wall move, they have been nothing short of amazing to me. Because I'm looking at the numbers, how much, and all of these things, and I'm saying to myself, no way nobody's going to take this person on. John Wall, who has been injured off and on here lately, nobody's going to take this contract from us. You know, we're going to be stuck with that. You know, we can cancel trading up on John Wall, but they found a way to trade him. They found a way to move him. So, you know, Gracious, I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you. They found a way. Like I kept saying, somebody was going to have to move him or Bill. And they figured, you know, since he was screaming he didn't want to be there, we'll move you. With you and your whole contract, we're going to move the whole thing. Have a good day. So, yeah, but if I was John Wall, I wouldn't give it back, though.
You wouldn't give it back?
No.
Well,
you
want to
take
me with all
my luggage?
Yeah, do that. I can't fault the man. I can't even argue with him on that because I see where he's coming from and I see where it makes sense. You know, this team, I signed a contract with them for this amount of money and you picked that contract up, so you are now on the hook for this amount of money. And I'm not going to sell myself short. I'm still dribbling on the same court. I'm still falling around the same basketball court. And you know, I'm still taking the same chance every night. So, yeah, I want the same money. This is how much these people say that I am worth. This is how much you need to come off and pay me with. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that. Let's go to my man, Tang. First up, Big Tang.
What's
happening,
up, Tang?
Brother?
Unmute yourself.
Take your phone off. Take your phone off mute, Tang.
I'm still hurting from last night. My bad. What's up, Phil? Corner family. How y'all doing today? Much love.
What's up, Boulder?
Man, I'm here, man. You already know it. I'm here. Ain't nothing I can say about it. I had a beautiful Thanksgiving, though. Family was over. The grandkids was over. I enjoyed myself.
That's great. That is great, dog. It's nothing like family, man, and making good memories with the family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know. But, John Wall, you know, teams want to get in the John Wall business, but they want John to decline his player option. What do you see happening here?
I say the same thing that Miss T just said. I can understand, you know, everything they want to get the money back, but I'm taking that money with me, man.
Yes, sir.
You said you're giving me, I'm taking it. I stay here till it's over with. I'm getting that. That's a bag.
And the thing about it, he signed with Houston. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so the Wizards are completely off the hook as far as John Wall goes. It's all on.
Exactly. Oh. Yes, they don't have nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. None at all.
Well, frankly, Charlie, I don't give a damn. I like John Wall, you know. I really did, seriously, in all seriousness. I like John Wall. I like what he brought to the table. It's unfortunate that injury is what took him away from us, you know. But I like Wall, seriously, all jokes aside. But that money would have hurt us, you know what I mean? If we didn't find a way to get out from under it. So I'm even more happy that we're out from under his contract. You know what I mean? I'm just looking at it like this. I hope the man find a way to find some value in himself again. John Wall is 31, and 31 is not old. For real, it's older, but it's not really old in basketball term. And John Wall always has speed. And now I think it's time that John takes a page out of Stockton's book, Hornacek, and learn to shoot the damn ball, man. When you become, once you become reliable on offense, then your team can utilize you more. Your team will find more use from you that way. You know, I say this about Bradley Beal, but it was Wall too when he was here. Them dudes would come down the court 100 miles an hour and turn the damn ball over, and it would disgust me. It would make me, angry ain't even the word, man. I'd be so mad at them for coming down court and wasting a possession, you know? We named the other night some coaches that the Wizards have had, or Bullets, or whatever you want to call them. Eddie Jordan was a coach where I saw his vision. I saw his direction. It was just the players hurt him. The players hurt him with all those turnovers and losing games because they would have a team on the rope. The Bullets would have a team on the rope and just allow that team to just walk them down and take the victory from them. And that ended up being the demise of Eddie Jordan, you know, and then we had to go through the debacle with this crazy general manager, Ernie Brumfield. I know his name is Brumfield, but out of this mouth and on this show, it is always Ernie Brumfield, because that is what the hell he was as a general manager, a bum, serious. Anytime you come into your owner's office and tell him that you're willing to do the same job for less money, let me tell you something, okay? Ain't no way in four hills, DMV Kale going into his boss's office, I don't care how easy the job gets to me. I don't care how routine the job gets to me. I don't care how I could do it with my eyes closed, sitting back in a chair. I will not ask you for less money. Are you crazy? I'm asking for more. I'm trying to see what I can get extra. You know what I'm saying, Tree?
Yes.
This Bama went into Terry Austin's office and told him he's willing to work for less money. Wow. When they do that.
He might have been getting ready to get fired. And then he said that. Because there's no way, eight and two hills, that he would just go in there and voluntarily work for less money. It's no way. He must be getting fired.
Honestly, he would have been fired. The moment he comes into my office, the moment he came into my office and suggested me paying him less for the same job, I would have fired him. Right then and there. But because we all know, Ted Leonsis does not care seriously about his basketball team. He went on and saw it as an opportunity to save some money. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and let him stick around with Ernie running this team into the ground.
Yeah.
What's up, Marcus? How you doing, brother?
What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, y'all? I'm still in this mall, man. It's a lot of feedback. I'll be out of here in a minute, though.
Okay. So just text me when you're ready, Mark. My man. Yeah, let's go to Lou.
Good evening.
What's up, Lou?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Lou?
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, bro. Right.
Thank you.
And so your Nets are holding down first place in the East right now.
Yeah.
Lou.
I know. 13, great. I mean, considering how we started so poorly, you know, 2-3, everybody's going to write them off already. Well, I wasn't going to write them off. That'd be ridiculous, only 5 games in the season. But, you know, they're getting their act together. And the West, hey, look, if you think the Warriors are good now, just wait until Thompson comes back. That team is going to explode. So
we're looking at
you know, I think a pretty good final here. I mean, maybe it's too early to predict, but was everybody thinking about a Nets-Warriors final? I can live with that.
Now, if it's too early, If it's too early to count them out, it's too early to talk about the finals.
Yes.
Your team is playing great. I'll give them all props on that, but I'm not going to talk about the finals yet. I mean, hell,
right.
We haven't even made it to the All-Star break in the spring. We still got
to. I know, but you know how people like to make predictions now.
Not on Kale's Corner. We ain't doing that.
Right.
We ain't doing it. No. What we're going to do is enjoy the season and letting everything unfold and let the guys maturate into what we're expecting them to be, you know? Let's take this call. 767. I think I know who this is, but let us know who you are.
And I'm your Huckleberry. You know who I am. I know who this is. You know who I am. What's up, family? What's up, family? What's up, sir? Yes, sir.
You know this is a different number.
Hey, Kale, I'm juggling, baby. I'm juggling.
So how the ham sandwich some folks know this you?
Hey, man. Okay, write that down, Kale. Put another name besides this number right here, please.
I got
you. Look, now hold on, Kale. Hold on. I got a little something I want to say real quick. You know, when you ain't on time, you got to lose a little air time. You know what I'm saying? You can't have the same amount of airtime you get. You know, I know Kale's Corner and everything, but hey, man, I forgot what I wanted to talk about.
So, hey, please, I need you to tell our brother what he should do in case of the airtime. What should our brother do?
Don't be rude.
He can also write it down. Write it down.
Yeah. Write it down.
Then, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Just write it down, bro.
I listen to y'all talk about John Wall. And I'm going to say this. I said this to Tang a long time ago. We screwed John Wall around because we brought him here, and John Wall was not a 30-point game scorer when he was at Kentucky, but he was a great point guard. He was a great point guard. We brought him here and tried to turn him into a scorer, and when we brought Bill around the next year, Bill and Wall couldn't get along in the locker room, so we had to get rid of one. And the one we had to get rid of was John Wall because he stayed hurt so much. But I think if he would have had the opportunity to play at his real position, he might still be here as a Wizard. I wish he had been traded for real.
What do you mean his real position?
As a pure point guard. They tried to turn him into a scorer his first and second year. They tried to get him to carry the team because of his speed, but he did not have a jump shot. He never, John Wall never had a jump shot.
Well, think about what you just said, 57. Because of his speed, nobody else on the team could keep up with him. So he was a one-man fast break. He was a one-man fast break.
That's what I'm saying to you, Kev.
And a lot
he didn't
times,
have anybody else on the team that was comparable to his talent at that time. That's why he had to try.
Right.
He damn near had to do everything. You know, that's what
so,
I'm saying.
So
he wasn't
that,
allowed to play his
is
position.
That, is that on the team or on John Wall?
Yes, that's on the team. That's
yes.
on the team right there.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But it ain't on
John
Wall. He's out there playing ball. It ain't on him. He's playing ball trying to give the team everything he got. But he's not,
but John
he's not
Wall
a shooting guard.
He controls the pace.
But Kale, if you're a point guard or you're a guard, you got to have players around you. It hasn't been a guard since Michael Jordan that controlled the NBA or controlled the game like that.
I beg to
differ. John Wall was not that type of player. Okay, name it. Name it.
I beg to differ. Oh, my goodness. Kyrie Irving controlled the pace.
Who?
Kyrie Irving
can't take a team to the championship by himself. He cannot take a chance.
Okay.
Michael Jordan could take a bunch of so-so players and one other player. Oh, I haven't finished.
You
going
to
allow
me to answer? Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
What about him?
He carried the Celtics. Rajon Rondo carried the Celtics to the playoffs, to the NBA Finals.
No, he didn't carry them to. Come on, bro.
Wow.
They had three great players on that team.
Exactly.
Plus
Rondo didn't carry them. They had.
Were you watching?
Okay.
Were you watching?
They had Pierce, Garnett, and Ray Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody you just named. No one you just named. It was their ball to control. It was their job to control the pace of the offense. Or facilitate. None of those players
don't forget
this name.
Don't forget
that
Perkins.
Was not
their don't forget they have. They don't forget
no,
they have Big Perk in the middle.
All I'm just saying was you said that he could take a team to a championship. That's all I'm talking about. What you saying about the facilitating? You're absolutely right. But I'm talking about y'all saying that he could take a team to the championship. No, he can't.
No, I'm not with you, Kane. Rondo couldn't take a team to the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Not by himself.
Listen. Let me say this. If Rondo was turning that ball over and fast pacing, he would have made it. Honestly.
Say it again.
If Rondo was playing fast pace, me first type of basketball, do you think the Celtics would have made it?
Yes, because they'd have put Rondo on the bench. They'd have put Rondo on the bench. You got four great players out there. They're not going to let one player throw them all. They're going to let one player throw them all.
No,
in the championship.
No.
Okay. You guys cannot discount all he was to that team because of those other players.
I agree with you on that, Kale, because I know what you're saying. Because in some of them games, Rondo was the man, and I know what you're talking about. He did control that ball sometimes, but you also had Paul Pierce bringing it down a lot of times too. But yeah, Rondo did control it and slowed it down when it was supposed to. He did do that.
Rondo, he never really had John Wall type speed. We can all agree on that. But what he did have was excellent decision making with that ball in his hand. Paul Pierce and what's the other boy? Ray Allen and Garnett made the shot. Yes. But Rondo set them up. Rondo put them in place is all I'm saying.
He had great players to set up, though, man. He had great players to set up. You got to have good players. you couldn't have put him on that Wizards team and he had said, oh, yeah, he's setting up good players because they didn't have good players. John
it's
Wall,
not even about
John
being
player.
A good player.
That's what I'm
I
saying.
Say you got to be teachable in the moment. You got to be teachable in the moment. If you're not teachable
right.
in the moment, you're never going to be a great thing.
Wall didn't have
right.
teachable players. He didn't have them there.
The only time he was teachable in the moment.
Be a great teacher.
The only time he was teachable in the moment is when it was Randy Whitman and Paul Pierce there, because Paul Pierce
right.
was an older, was a veteran in the league, and John Wall listened to him. See, that's what he needed.
Yeah.
I wish Paul Pierce would have stayed another year, because he really needs that under his belt. And Paul Pierce said that when he left. He said, man, when I leave, these boys going to go back doing the same thing they was doing, man.
Sure
and
did.
They did.
And that they went right back doing the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
that's because they ain't had nobody controlling that locker room either. Because if they would have had somebody controlling that locker room, it would have never went back that way. It would have stayed the way it was.
And that's when they started going over Randy Whitman's head because they were playing defense. They started going over Randy Whitman's head, running up there to the top of the main, and then got Randy Whitman up out of there. That's how everything started crumbling, man. They ain't want to play no defense. They ain't want to do nothing. But like you said, if they had a veteran there like a Paul Pierce, they would have stayed on track, but they just didn't, and they fell off the track.
Well, of course.
And they
think
you got too much money. They pay them too much money up front first.
Well, that's the NBA, Free. That's the NBA.
Well, I'm talking about all
sports.
What I'm saying is when I say they pay them too much money, they paying them too much money based off what they did in college or what they did in high school. They haven't even touched the NBA's toenail, put the toenail on the floor, and you done already gave them $14 million. Sign right here.
I'm
you don't know
you.
What
yes,
that man can do.
Yep. And then you want to complain about the money.
And then you want to complain. Yeah, like, and then you want to complain. You can't have it both ways.
Yep.
Right.
You started
it. Absolutely right. You are absolutely right, but do you think seriously that money is going to change? No, I really don't. Or the fact that
they need to do all of this, dude.
No, because you got to look at it this way: if they come now, after it's already been A, B, and try to intervene with. C and D, the Players Association and the union and all of them are going to get involved. They've already changed the fact that when you're drafted, you're not going to get a whole lot of money. Your signing is not for a whole lot of money when you're drafted. That has already been changed, and everybody has agreed with that. But when you get to talking about a player's second or third contract, that's money he has earned. That's money
Exactly. And I'm not talking about that money. That's not no money I'm talking about. I'm talking about rookies. It shouldn't be no
rookies
in the league making $15 million. It shouldn't be no rookies in the league making $15
million. Well,
it just shouldn't
be. That's league minimum. That's league minimum. Yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to say to you.
Right.
If we as you know the people you know the supporters we are the supporters. We the ones that are making this so that they can pay these people $15 million.
I think they're going to change that. I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly because look at Zion right now. Zion can't get on the damn court because he can't lose weight. He's carrying too much weight. He's trying to play basketball with too much weight. And it's the Pelicans fan base that's hurting. It's the Pelicans fan base. Those fans that are putting up that money that you're talking about, Tree, it's hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
Those owners, they can't recoup sales. Because they can't get this guy on the court. So
you know
I understand. Hold on. Go ahead.
He in the wrong city, man. He in the wrong city, man. It's too much good food down there. He eating all that A2 fake coffee. Gator bite, eating everything, man. He got to get away from there. If you remember at the beginning of the draft when he got drafted, the first thing they said was that, and I kept saying, he going to be all right. And I'm telling you, they said, man, he going to get down there and eat too much. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Potatoes and rice is in everything down there.
And we all know that menu is not changing. That menu is going to stay what it has been all of these years because that menu draws tourists more so than Zion does. So, dude. But you know
easy
what?
Music.
You're the owner of the team. You're the owner of the team. Pull a Jerry Jones move. Get him a dietitian. Get someone. No, seriously. Because
Jerry would have got his mouth wired. Jerry would have got his mouth wired. Wired mouth. We ain't got time to walk around with his wired mouth. Jerry run that thing like a farm down there, like them as horses. Jerry don't play. He really about to tighten up now. They done lost three in a row. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
We ain't going to let you do that.
Come on, hell. I've been waiting.
I know you are. But we're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782 Hey, you know what I just realized, 257? You bammers, you talking about something airtime and all this long, and you calling on inconspicuous numbers. People don't know who you is. Boy, he got the moves like Jagger Street. Like Jagger.
Never seems to surprise me.
You know, I'm kind of tired of this LeBron and Isaiah Stewart. I mean, Isaiah Stewart.
Stewart.
Not Isaiah Stewart.
I don't know what happened to y'all. I'm tired of it, man, because it's like they're saying LeBron isn't that type of player, and that's not his MO on the court.
Right.
Listen, how many times do you have to slap someone before you are a slapper? One time. All you got to do is slap one person one time.
That's it.
You are a slapper. You know what I mean? And I can understand, you know, the league doesn't want the image of the king tarnished and I've been hearing, you know, people bringing up Michael Jordan and the punch to Steve Kerr and the fact that Steve Kerr was this little dude, but Steve Kerr was a chihuahua. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know, Steve Kerr did not know that Steve Kerr was as small as he is, because what they're not doing a lot of reporting on is the fact that Steve Kerr jumped up and Mike Sugar Honey, and let him know, you're not going to bully me like that. You ain't going to, you know, and that is what provoked Mike to punch him, because he has ran out of all of the bullying. Exactly, because Mike has ran out of all of the bullying tactics. He has run, he was at his wit's end, we'll say, with Steve Kerr. So there's no comparison. We're talking about a man that used the wrong force, and I'll be the first to say it, against his own teammate, a man that used force against a brother in the NBA. And when I say a brother, I'm not talking color. I'm not speaking color at all.
Right.
I'm speaking the fact that you guys both play in the league. He's your coworker. He just plays for a different team. That's it. That's all. So, listen. People are going to feel what they feel about LeBron. It changes nothing. It doesn't change any of his accomplishments. It doesn't change where he lives, what he drives, how many children he has, how faithful he is to his wife. Changes nothing. This is people's conception, and everybody is entitled to their own thoughts. Everybody is entitled to what they believe. No one is wrong here. No one is wrong. I hear people, but what is wrong is when I hear people try to go and grab other instances out of the NBA that were familiar with this one and say, well, that player, well, this player, well, that player, intent is what makes all this different. Intent is what makes it all different. And I know, and right now on this call, there'll be some people who disagree with me, but bring it on.
Okay.
LeBron intended to swipe hard. Now, he didn't intend to hit the young man in the face. He sure enough didn't intend to give him 5 stitches, bust his nose and his mouth. He didn't intend to do all of that. But when you swing your arm as hard as LeBron did, what happens, happens. That's my word, and that's what I'm standing on. Go ahead, Tree.
I feel like he did intentionally. He intended on some type of harm. He just didn't know it was going to be that harmful. I don't know if he meant to, like, just swipe him hard enough to make him know to back up off me. I don't know. But what happened was the man ended up with some stitches in his face. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, because I'm not in his brain. But what I do know is, why are you swinging hard enough to draw blood? That's number one. Number two, why are you swinging so hard that you apologizing before your arm even finished swinging? You're apologizing to the Stewart guy. All of it was intentional, I think. I just think it went too far for him. Like, he just didn't know his own strength at the time. That's all. That's what I think. Those are my thoughts.
What do you got to say on the good job?
We all have been in some fights before. I ain't never threw an elbow at somebody's chest. Whenever I throw an elbow, I'm trying to hit them in the head, in the face, in the mouth, wherever. You know, and I feel, I'm not saying LeBron tried to draw blood, but I saw that. I looked at that, and I done looked at it 5 or 6 times. And each time I looked at it, that was with intent. That was with intent. Mm-hmm. And when I don't know what he said when he turned his back or anything like that, But LeBron is a sneaky, conniving guy, and I think he turned to try to act like he had done anything. But you got this man bleeding from the eye and the mouth. You threw that elbow with some power. You threw the elbow with some power. You knew where his head was, and that's what you was aiming for. And to bring up Michael Jordan and Steve Kerr, that happened in the locker room. Michael Jordan never – you didn't have no instance of Michael Jordan taking no cheap shot at anybody on the basketball court. But this is the last time I'm going to say anything about Michael Jordan and LeBron James in the same sentence. I'm through with it. Michael Jordan is the best. I'm done.
You keep saying that, but you
No, I'm not, for real. I'm done. I'm not going to talk. I'm not. If I do, y'all call me on it. But I don't say who I think is the best player out there, and they still going back and forth. You still seeing it on ESPN during the day. I'm tired of talking about it.
Right. Come on, Lou. What are you saying, Lou?
Yeah, some things just don't change. I mean, Jordan was who he was, though, and you know, and we still hear this. And we still hear this stuff years later. You know, it just doesn't get any. Just doesn't get any rest. I think also when you had the documentary, that also showed more of the ugly side of it. Back on ESPN, I showed more of the ugly side between the friction that happened between the Bulls and Jordan. You know, it wasn't as everybody saw, on the court, and during the games, it was, pretty brutal when, we saw the documentary. Things aren't always as they seem as they are. Things aren't always as they seem when you see it, on television, there's about 50 million people watching, so we don't want to make a spectacle of ourselves, so let's keep it, But when the cameras are off, then the sparks start flying. That's exactly what
you've
done.
Right. Wow. Last night. I'm sorry, Kale. I didn't mean to cut across you. I apologize.
Go ahead.
So, I'm probably late seeing it, but has anybody seen the Malice at the Palace?
Yeah. Boy.
Which version?
I just saw it for the first time last night, man.
Wow.
Yep, it was just amazing. I just sat up and looked at it.
Because they made a movie out of it, so he's saying he's really...
No, I saw the documentary last night.
Remember I told y'all a couple of weeks back that Netflix had a documentary of the Malice in the Palace, and if you haven't seen that, go watch it. Go watch it and listen. I'm going to say
at your own risk.
You know, Ron Artest, he's men of world peace and all that nonsense. Ron Artest punked out because he jumped in the face of the smaller man and went after him instead of the dude who actually threw the ice down on him. If you watch that, they show. The bigger dude is the one that threw, and Ron Artest ran up in his stance and jumped on the smaller dude. But we that's another topic for another day.
Yeah, but you ain't lying. Ron Artest said something about that. And you know him and that dude friends because he said he went to the wrong person. They still friends to this day.
Yeah, they're still friends.
They did a thing not too long ago, and they still friends to this day. Because Ron Artest said he felt bad that he went to the wrong dude and did that to him.
He felt bad because he jumped on that little white man. That's why he felt bad.
Yeah, I didn't see the documentary, but that's what he said. That's what he said, too.
That little white man should have ran out on the court and put up his dukes.
I'm talking about the one that Kale talking about when he ran up in the stands.
Dude was in the stands, just chilling.
Yeah, when he was up in the stands.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, so, hey, look, y'all, we got to move on. Y'all know we rushing. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Lady T, it's all on you.
I'm ready.
Hurry up,
watch this. Hurry up.
go. I ain't never ran from a No, I ain't never. If I did cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it rough. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you have to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up.
Hey, man. Come on, three.
It can't be looking right.
That don't mind. Debo, text me if you got it. Marcus, you here? Marcus, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. We leaving out this store now, man. The line's long, man, bro.
What you trying to get you to get into
Black Friday, bro. Nemo, okay. You there?
I know.
Yeah,
I'm here. How you doing?
Hey,
Nemo. Hey, y'all.
Lou, yes. Hey, yes.
Yes.
Reezy Cup.
Yes.
Reezy Cup. You with us, Reezy?
I'm here.
Tang. I mean, 57.
Yes,
all right.
Okay.
Y'all know how to bring
all right.
Me.
Let's run it.
All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yes.
Let me give y'all a little teaser. I'm going to give all of y'all a little teaser. Y'all know it's three women on this pool. One of them, all three picked so far. I'm saying.
Congratulations.
And nobody
whoever
else,
that is.
Nobody yeah. else does. That's just a little teaser for y'all for the rest of the week.
Yes.
Well, somebody laughing. I know that's right. The last
Cowboys.
I'll never
come
to the Cowboys again.
Put
me in a losing spot.
Come on.
Me, Mom, I told you that they wasn't going to be back until 2 weeks. You know, I'm just going to keep on going with them because it's my team.
I can't walk.
I said that.
I'm sorry. I'm through.
My bad.
Every
come
time
on,
I pick them, I'm going to lose.
All right, y'all.
Y'all ready?
Hey, listen, real quick, just give your answer. Just give your answer, y'all. Just give your answer. Let's go.
No joke.
Steelers, Bengals. This is a division game. Steelers, Bengals. Steelers, Bengals. Start with 57.
Steelers.
Blue.
You know, I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Marcus.
The Bengals.
Time.
That's the Natty Bengals.
Reese.
The Bengals.
Debo.
Debo going to Bengals.
Mima.
The Bengals.
Oh. Don't nobody believe me. You 57. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
What?
I'm going
Pittsburgh.
Yes. I'm
let
going
me, hold
Pittsburgh.
On. Let me change my pick. Bad luck Slept Rock is a came on my side.
Bad luck Slept Rock.
Come on, 57. Come on, 57.
No, I ain't changing.
Right,
I ain't changing.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right,
going
you guys,
Pittsburgh,
let's
man.
Keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. So we got two Steelers. Panthers versus Dolphins. Panthers versus the Dolphins, you guys. Panthers versus the Dolphins. What say you, Kane?
Going with the Carolina Panthers.
Come on, Ree.
The Panthers.
Come on, Mima.
The Panthers.
You okay, Mima?
I'm just doing something. That's all.
Okay. Come on, Debo.
I'm working.
Oh, Lord.
Debo going with the
Let me hurry up and get a man. Come on, Debo.
Debo going with the Panthers.
Come on, Kale.
Panthers.
Come on, 57.
Panthers.
Marcus.
Dolphins.
Come on, Lou.
Panthers.
I'm going Panthers.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have a chance.
Right. Moving right along, you guys. This is another division game. Another division game, and it is Eagles-Giants. We are playing in New York for this game. Eagles-Giants. Come on, Kale.
Turnpike battle.
Eagles.
Tane.
Eagles.
57.
Eagles.
Lou.
Turnpike battle. Both are awful. But if I were a betting man, I think I'll have to go with the Eagles.
Come on, Reese.
Eagles.
Debo.
Eagles.
Mima.
Eagles.
Don't nobody believe in the Giants, huh? Come on, Marcus.
Eagles.
Okay, you guys. Titans, Patriots. I don't know, but we're going to start with Miss Mima.
Patriots.
Come on, Debo.
Debo. New England. Thank you.
Come on, Reese.
Patriots.
Come on, Lou.
Titans.
You said who?
I said Titans. Tennessee.
Titans. Okay, Titans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember the...
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with
Marcus.
The Patriots.
Oh, Patriots. Patriots, okay. Come on, 57.
Patriots.
Come on, Tay.
Going with the Titans.
Come on, Kale.
Patriots.
Come on, Titans. Falcons.
Oh, shit.
Jay. Wait a minute, hold on. Watch your mouth.
A spider jumped on me, man. Sorry.
Oh, Lord. We don't want no spider on you.
No.
Falcons, Jags, you guys. Falcons, Jags, and we're playing it in Jacksonville. Yeah. This game is going to be played in Jacksonville. Come on, start us off, Marcus.
I'm going with the Falcons.
You said Falcons?
Yes, ma'am. Falcons.
Okay. Come on, Lou.
Bad matchup. I suppose someone's going to win it, though. I'll go with the Falcons.
Come on, Tang.
ATL.
Yeah, I think they're going to beat this one. Come on, Reed.
Falcons.
Debo.
Falcons.
Mima.
Falcons.
Kale.
Jack.
Fifty-seven.
Oh, I'm sorry. My heat MP stopped. Jack.
I'm going Falcons.
Damn, I need to get this saddle off my back. 57, you heavy, man.
Two?
my God. Let's
come on,
keep it moving,
y'all. Let's just run through.
We
got to
keep it moving, y'all.
Yeah,
we got to keep it moving, you guys. Yeah, so we can have
a little bit
to talk about. Bucks versus the Colts, and we're going to play this game in Indianapolis. Bucks, Colts. Bucks, Colts. Come on, Lou.
No, I'm going to go with the Colts.
Come on, Reese. Come on, Debo.
Debo's going with the Colts.
Come on, Mima.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Come on, Tay.
Going with the Bucks.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Come on, 57.
Colts.
Come on, Marcus.
Colts.
I'm going Bucks. All righty. We got to keep it right on the school of dialing. Jets versus the Texans. But I don't know about these two teams. Jets versus the Texans. You guys, somebody got to win like Lou said. Jets versus the Texans. I don't know. Come on, Kel. Start us off.
Dang. I'm going to go with the Texans.
Come on, Chang.
I'm going with the Texans also.
Come on, Debo.
Texans.
Come on, 57.
J-E-T-S.
Wow.
Huh? Oh, Jets. I heard T-S. That's all I heard. I was looking at the thing. Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Jets.
Come on, Lou.
Jets.
Mima.
The Jets.
Ree.
Texas.
That is the Mercatory. Oh, damn. I'm sorry, y'all.
What happened? Chargers, Broncos, you guys. Chargers, Broncos, division game. Who y'all got winning this game? Come on, y'all. Come on, Mima. Start us off.
The Chargers.
Chargers, Broncos.
They playing in Denver, right?
Yes. Yes. Come on, Mima.
Chargers.
Come on, Marcus.
Chargers.
Come on, Lou.
I'll go with the Broncos.
Come on, Kale.
Denver.
Bang.
Chargers.
I'm going Chargers. Reese.
Chargers.
Debo.
Denver.
Did I miss somebody? 57.
Oh, it's Crush.
What's that, Broncos?
Bam.
Yeah. I ain't heard that name in a long time.
Somebody already has.
Y'all know that's a division game, too. Vikings versus the 49ers, you guys. Vikings versus the 49ers, and we are home. This game is in Santa Clara. I'm going to go ahead and write 49ers down here for myself and y'all already know. Yeah, y'all are right now. I ain't no explaining. Come on, Marcus. Back me up. Go not. There you go.
Way I can, I'm going with the Vikings.
Okay. Let's keep it moving. How about you, Lou? What'd you say?
Vikings.
Come on, 57.
Patty Lana.
He's stupid. He retarded. Come on, Miss Reese.
49ers.
Go ahead, girl. Come on, Debo.
Vikings.
Come on, Mima.
Her cousins.
Yeah. I'm mad at her.
You like that?
I ain't mad at Miss Reese. I mean, Miss Me, Mom. Come on, Tang here. Come on here.
49ers.
Come on, Kim. Back me up.
Unfortunately,
you can't. Look, unfortunately, you can't either.
I can't, baby. I'm going with the Vikings.
It's okay. It's all good, bro. It's all good. I'll see y'all at the championship. If y'all make it.
There you go. There you go.
You know, I'm praying we make it.
When we make it.
I'm praying we make it, too. So, you know, all praise go up for all of us. All right, you guys, let's keep it right on along, moving it right on along the last, this yellow brick road. Rams versus the Packers. I'm sorry, I was going to say the Packers. Rams versus the Packers, you guys. Let's start with Debo.
Debo has picked the Packers. Green Bay.
Okay. Come on, Mima.
Rams.
Come on, Ms. Reese.
The Packers.
Train. Ryan.
This is a hard one.
Where they 57. Playing at, Tree?
You ain't kidding.
Green Bay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go Green Bay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers. So, Tang, you want to tell
me? You say Aaron Rodgers not playing?
He got a broken toe.
Oh.
Mima, stop it.
He do.
Doing for real, Mima?
Absolutely not. He's playing.
Okay.
He had a toe problem last week, though.
Exactly. He got a broken toe, but he's playing.
Yeah, he's playing. He played last
but
week.
But will play. He said he will play, hey, but he do have a broken toe.
They did get 2 feet of snow, though.
I'm going to still go with Green Bay.
They always do.
Yep.
I'm going with Green Bay still.
All right. It's all good. Anybody else want to? Well, we'll do that at the end. Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Packers.
You said the Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Lou.
Rams.
Come on, 57.
The Packers.
You will.
Come on, Cam.
Man, I got to go with the Packers, man. Them Rams can't play in the snow. That's a warm weather game.
I don't want to pick them anyway. They're in my division. I hope they lose. I picked Aaron Rodgers. So, you guys, we have 2 games left, Sunday and Monday. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back. The number here is 563-999-3782. I'm telling you guys, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I'm that, yeah. Been that, still that, will forever be that,
forever be that.
Yeah. from the hood, Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to egg some cheesy noodles out my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All the little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, bad bill, talking cash. Be like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty,
hey,
yeah. Hacking, stupid, what's happening? What was happening?
Hey,
I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
nasty,
hey, yeah. Hacking, stupid, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey,
eat me and record it, put your edge up while I'm showing.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm disappointed in that song. That's all I'm going to say. I like her music. I like her videos, but I'm disappointed in that. Real quick, you got Debo's Vikings, right? You got the Vikings from Debo, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, everybody good? All right.
Everybody.
This is Sunday Night Football. It is a division game, so you know the stakes are high. It's a division game.
Yes.
So we have the Browns. You guys okay? Okay.
Browns
versus the Ravens. Browns versus the Ravens, you guys. So I think what we got, Baker Mayfield for Lamar Jackson. Let's see who's going to win this battle. Come on, Marcus. Start us out. Browns, Ravens.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with B-more.
Come on, Reese.
The Ravens.
Debo.
Baltimore.
Come on, Mima.
The Ravens.
Come on, 57.
Cleveland.
Come on, Lou.
Ravens.
Come on, Kale.
The Browns.
Browns, Ravens in Baltimore. Sunday Night Football, division game.
Yeah, Ravens. My bad. Go with Ravens.
I'm going Ravens.
Yeah.
And the game of the week, which will be the Monday night, everybody eyeballs will be glued to the TV because we have none other than the Seattle Seahawks versus Kale's team.
Debo, you're gonna have to come on air, with that.
This Debo and Kale fight right here.
Yeah. Debo, you're gonna have to come
Debo
on air.
Debo and Kale are fighting this week, you guys, on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And Kale will be at home. Debo will be coming here to fight Kale. Debo didn't bring no chilies with him. He's just all by himself. Okay.
I don't have to bring nobody. That's my home too.
Oh, see, I was always corrected. I stand corrected. Boom.
I mean, we Washington State. We the real Washington. That's ours. That's us. That's ours too.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
That ain't no real Washington. You starting the argument already. The real Washington.
There you go, Debo. There you go, Debo.
Welcome to DC. We the most kind of in the world, man.
Enjoy all of that right now, Debo, because we know what's going to happen Monday night. Let's go, please. Come on.
I was going to say, can we get the pick in before we go picking at each other? Let's get the picks in.
I mean,
Debo.
You know, I'm going to watch all
three. Hold on, guys.
I'm going.
For this Monday night game, I need who's going to win.
Okay.
Who's going to win, and I need the score. You guys, y'all already know how this works. All right. Let's start it off with my best friend, co-host, the best co-host on this side of the earth, world, everything. Come on, Kel.
I'm calling foul.
And the reigning
champion.
Debo,
you about to go back on mute, damn it.
Champion for last week's winner, my co-host. We're going to start with my co-host, the reigning champion from week 11. What say you, Mr. Kale?
I got Washington winning by a score of 21-17.
All right. And my newly acquired brother, which will be Debo. What say you, Mr. Debo?
I got Washington State winning 21-17.
Don't do that.
You crazy.
Don't do that.
I like that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, so listen, I'm not going to make y'all change y'all scores because y'all picked the same exact score. But I need y'all to pick an alternative score just in case it comes down to a you know, something different. I'm not going to get y'all to change y'all scores anymore.
Debo, you change your score.
I go 24-20.
Okay.
24-20.
Okay. 24-20. Debo picked Seattle Seahawks. Kale picked Washington 21-17. Tell me what you say, Tony.
Is that Russell playing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It don't make
I'm gonna go. I know that's right. But I'm gonna see. I'm going with Seattle. 23-13.
13 points, dog. It's just,
come on, Reed.
I'm going with Washington. The score is going to be 21-10.
All right. Come on, Miss Mima. Follow that up.
I'm going with the most powerful city in the world. People vote to come to my hometown. I'm 31-28.
No, that's right.
No, that's right, Mima. I ain't mad at that.
I know that. If that ain't representing, I don't know what it is.
Mima, you gave Seattle too much.
I said, you know I ain't going for no Seattle.
She said Washington.
Yeah, I know, but Seattle ain't scoring 28 points. They will get 2 or 8. That's it. Ain't no damn 28 coming up on FedEx Field. I'm sorry.
That's what I got them scoring too. So
I know that.
Ooh. I got them scoring 28-2.
All right, who's that, Marcus?
That's mine.
Come on, give it to me. What you got?
Washington 33, Seahawks 28. We don't
fare
well with mobile quarterbacks, man.
They're
gonna run it up their
guts. Well, that's on the kickstand.
Seattle.
Let me get the picture, and then we go right back to it.
Seattle 24-17. I got no good night.
Good night. Come on, 57.
The Red Bombs, 27. The Seagulls, 17.
Red, that's a... I'm taking...
What the...
I'm taking the Seahawks. I'm gonna say 2013. Did anybody say that yet? Nope. Let me make sure. 2013. Nobody said that. Everybody got some good schools. Okay. So you guys, for that is the conclusion of the picks, you guys. So Washington will be playing Monday Night Football, and we will be glued to the TV because that's between Debo and Kale, you guys. So when y'all watching it, just think of them when you're watching the game. There you go, Kale. Right back at you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm bringing Debo, you back in. So come on with that sugar honey iced tea, the real Washington State. It's, boy, don't you know y'all was established after us?
Are you want me to respond to this?
Man, hey, Slim. You know what, Joe? They can't be getting your tongue at the wrong time, man. That's all I got to say, dog. You know? I don't know, Joe. You drinking that Haterade real hard there, man. You know ain't no way in the world your team gonna beat mine, man. Y'all not doing it, dog.
You still want me to respond to this?
Oh, so you want to go on mute? So you want to go on mute? That's what you're saying.
You want me to go back and forth with you? Let me make sure I understand this right. You want me to go back and forth with you about us beating y'all? Y'all ain't doing nothing, y'all.
Seattle ain't doing nothing, and as far as anybody
voting to want to come to Washington, this ain't the same Washington. This ain't D.C. D.C. no more. Y'all know who rides through the streets in the bicycles now.
Y'all ain't bringing the same Welcome to D.C.
And y'all was, you know who was singing that Welcome to D.C. song, right?
Oh, yes. You just reminded me.
We're blazing up.
I like that song too.
Hey, but look, all trash talking aside, the way this game, the way I can predict this game to go, if Heineke can continue to be confident, he's gonna score. But we have a problem against running quarterbacks, mobile quarterbacks that can see the field well. We have a problem against that, right? Cam even showed that we have a problem against that. You know, so, I mean, honestly,
It's going to be a high-scoring game, bro. So, you talking about a 6 foot and some change compared to 5 foot and some change. And there's a difference between scrambler and runner. Russell Wilson is not a runner. Now, yes, he scrambles. He does scramble. I will give him that. But he's not a runner at all.
Well, let me explain that. Now, I don't know who that is, but he is. He's actually shown that he wants to change into a pocket passer because he didn't just used to be a scrambler. Now he scrambles. But before, he would take that option to run. And what I'm telling you is most teams know we have a weakness with the read option. They tear us up with the read option. I believe that he's going to be doing that on us, not the scrambling. And if they're smart, they know our weakness. That is our weakness, bro. That's our Achilles heel right now. And it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Hey, Marcus, I'm going to say this, man. You about to get on my nerves telling me the way my team going to lose every damn week,
man. No, I said we, bro, I said we going to win. I picked us to win.
He's saying that's
what happened. But all your talk right now, all your talk right now is about us losing, man.
Hey, no, I'm saying we going to win, but it's going to be a high-scoring game if Heineke can keep it on the pedal and keep doing what he's doing with his confidence. If his confidence level
right.
is still the same, we're going to win. But if okay. not, we're going to lose. That's what I'm saying.
Carol just don't want to hear no negative. You don't want to hear no negative. That's what it is.
At all. And Mark, y'all don't understand. Mark is spoon feed me negative every day, man. On a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I don't see the point. Because I don't see the point of us winning. I don't see the point of us winning 8-8.
He look at it on both sides of the field. He look at it on both sides of the field, and I think he do it the right way. Oh, Lord.
Welcome to the morning.
We're talking to a business, bro.
You know what?
You better say stop taking us lightly. Yes, I'm out. I'm on the cut.
Oh,
hey,
you didn't
hey, the way you so excited, now I need to switch my picks because I'm sure we're gonna lose now. I'm on the show of it.
You can't. Hey, Mark, you can't do that.
I can't.
You can't do that.
I can't.
You can't do that, bro.
I can't, man.
Yeah. First the Fat Boys break up, now this, yeah. Dang.
Now it is, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Damn, you know?
I'm doing one more time,
man.
Okay, just pop.
Welcome to the team.
Hey! Who looking for that dude?
I love my city.
I got goosebumps, y'all.
I believe you too.
Knock, knock. Who's there? We looking for that dude called Devo. Yeah, baby.
Oh,
Hey,
Kim,
make sure I call both of y'all on Monday night.
You say that?
I'm making sure I call both of y'all on Monday.
I ain't answering my phone. I'm letting
y'all
know.
Phone.
I am not, will not, nope, I'm not. And, Treat, hey, you know what, Treat? Dad's going to stop doing that, too. When your team plays, I can't get in touch with you. With your mob on
that
TV. I will say this, Tree. I haven't called a lot during your game. I haven't.
And the few times
that Devo said, oh, you got me muted. Yeah, you was making all that noise, Bama. You back now, Devo. But yeah, Tree, I'm gonna call you during your game too. For real.
Yeah, you always say you're gonna do that, but you'll never do. Cause we be winning like I don't know what, so when we winning, you'll never call me.
No, Tree. Calm down now.
I remember.
Yeah, I'ma leave it alone. Go ahead, Devo, what you got to say, Bam?
All right, real quick, man, you know about the load. Just on some football stuff, or just on football stuff, man, right? We struggling, right? Like Marcus said, it is more of a confidence thing with your quarterback. But at any time y'all can get hot, we already seen that. I mean, the game is. I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be no blowouts. I think it's going to come down to the wire. Honestly, I really do. But I want to say this. I want to say this. Only two things. Two things I want to say, and you can put me back on mute because I'm about to go. And I love all y'all, man. All y'all cool. But I want to say this. Number one, answer your phone. And number two, play that same song if it go my way. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. I know you're right.
Okay.
No.
I'm gonna play something that was made in Seattle for you Seattle Seahawks. I wanna hear Welcome to DC. I wanna be Welcome to DC.
You should have been a Redskins fan.
Y'all welcoming me to DC. That's what you're doing. You're welcoming me to DC. It starts. Welcome to DC. That's what we're doing.
Hey.
Play that same song if it go my way.
Man, we're going to welcome you with this ass song.
Yeah,
we're
going to
welcome
you
with this ass whooping.
Take Mr. Wolf with you.
Play that song if it goes my way.
Don't make me come sit in the living room and we all watch it together.
Oh, you come to my stadium. You know that. You come to my stadium, baby, and get me, Mom, with the burgundy and gold.
You care.
Ooh, he called on all of
y'all. We'll be down there.
This is what we do. He was waiting on this game.
This is exactly what we do.
I'm still scared now. I ain't never seen Cal do like this the whole season.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Hey, I know we're going to beat that.
Hey, you making me feel like my quarterback might go out, man. I'm nervous, man.
There's no need to be nervous, baby.
We got it in the bag. I know that's right.
I'm riding high with my boys, man. We gonna do the damn thing, man. That's how about
I hear you, man. I hope I back up.
Hey, look. Y'all gonna mess around on Tuesday. I ain't going to play no song but Welcome to D.C. The whole damn show.
The whole two hours.
Welcome to D.C.
I'm
going to
be partying. Just playing.
All right. You say what?
I'm going to be a little disgruntled.
Welcome to D.C.
That's by mistake. The USA cap. We over all the USA, huh? The USA cap, ma'am. Yeah, no, it's a time by. Let's go. Monday. Is it Monday yet?
I ain't mad at you, bro.
Oh, man.
I cannot wait for you, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, hold up. 57 been mighty quiet. 57, you here with us, man?
Yeah, I'm here. Ain't nothing for me to talk about. I mean, all of a sudden, all of a sudden you got a team that's, you know, they done won three games, you know, that ain't, they ain't used
oh,
to that.
Boy.
And then you got the you got the team up there in the far west and everything. They just praying that they can come here and get a victory. You know? ain't too much for me to really say. Let's all fight it out.
You know what? Hey, Marcus, that's why you need to keep your pick the same. You need to keep, keep your pick the same because of what 57 just
said. Hey, the reason why I'm keeping my pick, 57 just said the team won three games.
We only won two.
Hey, 57.
Go ahead.
Hey, 57.
Yo.
Hey, 57.
Yes, sir.
Now, we are talking about the dudes that just lost to the Detroit Lions, man. And that tie stuff, that's a loss, man. That tie stuff is a loss. You supposed to be wearing a bag, man, right now. You supposed to really be wearing a bag.
I got on two, bro. I got on two.
Hey, you kidding? The reason, hey, Kale, there's one reason why I'm not changing my picks. And it's for the same reason why I told you earlier. We have become a team of moral victories. And Monday night is going to be a moral victory because they are trying to change.
Hey, Mark.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The last two games, the last two games are moral victories. This is a moral victory. Monday night. We saw on Monday
night.
Yeah,
you won't stop making all this damn sense with what you're saying, Marcus.
It's
serious.
It's the truth.
I'm tired of it.
It's the truth. I know, what I'm supposed to give you is some lies. I'm going to give you the truth. If you want lies, go to 57. You want the truth, come to Mark.
Hey, listen. Damn. I'm like the dude in the wheelchair. I'm like the dude in the wheelchair or on Players Club. That makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, 57 said a spider jumped on him. That ain't why he cussed. That dude lied.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, Marcus. That's why I couldn't stop laughing. Let me tell you something. That man, he jumped out of a car while I was moving, and he was driving when the spider fell on him. Don't be in the car with him with a spider on him. He coming clean out the car on you.
Oh,
yep,
for real? Why the car?
You'll be by yourself.
Why the car is coming out. It's going to crash. It's going to crash.
Hey,
I'm telling you that, bro.
Oh, my God.
Hey, bro, I know how I get you, bro. Hey, I got the perfect prank for you, 57.
Hey, you're going to make a new wall somewhere. He's going to run through something.
Oh, yes,
indeed. Hey man, it's like somebody being at a barbecue and the lightning strike. Get out the way.
You out of
there? Oh.
My man, underlay out of there.
Yeah, we trying to see the moves by Jagger.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Oh man, I can't play with him. Ain't scared of no snakes and rats, but a spider got me.
Oh,
now, hey, y'all, but I'm serious about the moral victory thing. I'm serious. When you think about it, seriously, the last two games was big-time moral victory.
They have not been moral victory. No, they weren't.
They were a team
that refused to lose. Both times, they kept the offensive weapon off the field. And Tom Brady and Cam Newton, our offense kept the weapons off the field. There's nothing moral about that.
I'm talking about
how well that quarterback played. He wanted to beat Brady so bad. This was his second opportunity. Then he wanted to beat
Brady.
I'm saying he does want to beat Russell. Don't get me twisted, but I'm talking about what's the driving force. The driving force is Monday night. We suck Monday night, and he's trying to show that he can change
on
that
coach. Marcus, you holding on to the past, dog.
All right, watch. Watch. I'm trying to tell you.
You're holding on. This is not our father's Washington football team, man. You holding on. Right.
We the placebo. We the placebo team, bro. But okay.
We the placebo team.
Because
so they
we
just shifting y'all
juice.
Any kind of way.
We just the juice. We believe in ourselves. That's all it is. Belief.
Oh, gracious.
You know.
I mean,
it's rough,
but belief can get us over the hump with these teams that ain't got nobody to fight us back. But wait till we get to go against the teams that got the players to fight us back. All that belief gonna show us a mirror. The mirror gonna be like, "This is what you are right here."
Man, you
don't. AB, before we have to go, can I ask one question?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Go ahead, Mima. I'm sorry. What would you say, Mima?
Yeah, and we're not the Washington Redskins. They're playing the Washington football team. Okay, it's a whole new team. It's a whole new team.
Come on out the Redskins book
and get into the Washington football team book.
The Washington football team is also the placebo. Just like the placebo, they have eaten. the fans have eaten the same placebo because 3 weeks ago, everybody was complaining.
Hey, Marcus.
3 weeks ago, everybody was playing. Yeah.
Dallas got room for you, Marcus.
I ain't no Dallas fan. I ain't no Dallas fan, and I ain't no other fan in the division. But I want actual change for my team. I don't want to be a mediocre Joker team. We headed towards 8-8 again.
It's gonna be eight nine.
You're right.
Or nine and eight.
Geez, I was just about to hand it over to you. You know, and that little statement right there. You know,
I had 17 games, bruh. It's 17 and not 16.
Yeah.
So I wanted the math to make sense, bruh.
I'm so glad you and Reese here to carry this load with me. The hate that just comes through these airwaves. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. But look, y'all, we got to go. We got to get out of here, y'all.
I can't with you, bro. I can't. But tell MST, me, and the best co-host in the world, look at me, would like to say thank you and for all the support that you guys have shown us. You guys are here on a Friday. This is not even a scheduled day. But you guys are always supporting us by any and all means necessary. You guys always support us. So we really, really thank you for that. Carol and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. I'm going to love you all so much more tomorrow, I promise you. Carol and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and occasional Fridays. Don't tell nobody I said that. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow us on Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner and blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean. I have one more thing I wanted to say to you guys. I have a Kale encouraged me to do this, so let me just say it real quick. I have a fashion line. It's not my line, but I sell Nike sweatsuits and other things like that. You guys can go to TNT Fashions and Things on Facebook, and you can see all of the things that I have to offer. I am an avid couponer. If you guys need anything, just hit me up, and I may or may not have that thing that you're looking for. So hit me up on Facebook, you guys, and I would love to be your salesperson. So with that being said, I'm going to hand it back over to Kill because he loves you guys just as much as I do, and he wants to say a few things before we get off air. Go ahead, Kill.
Well, I'm going to say this. Y'all all right. All about love. Y'all all right with me. Let me stop playing. Hey, man, I really, really, truly, seriously appreciate you all. And like I always say, I know for a fact that we could not, would not be able to do any of this without y'all. So we thank y'all for the support. Thank y'all for the 2 hours that y'all gave us on a Friday, as Ms. Ms. C just so eloquently put out there, on a Friday. Thank you all. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holiday season. I think next Tuesday, we can start with the Christmas music again, right? Right, T? Because, you know, I heard a couple of Christmas songs today, and I was like, oh, it's too early. It's only the day after Thanksgiving. So next week, we'll start with our Christmas song. You want to hear something? Text me, let me know, and we got you. Hey, listen, man, love somebody. Show somebody that you love them, T.A.G.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll catch y'all Tuesday, man. Y'all be easy. We going out to D.C.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
welcome to D.C.
Yes.
We ain't going nowhere.